From the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, this is the FAO Brief. In this episode, a spotlight on FAO's use of satellite data to assess the impact of Storm Daniel on Libya's agriculture and livelihoods. Food Price Index shows global commodity prices generally holding steady. And FAO launches the most innovative tools in water management and governance. Storm Daniel wreaked devastation across the Mediterranean last month, particularly in Libya, where more than 5,300 have died. FAO has mobilized to help target recovery operations using satellite data. Analysis of post-storm imaging showed that of 340,000 hectares which flooded, nearly 3,000 were cropland.
We don't think that there is a very significant impact on crop now. But what is really important is the impact of the floods on dams and irrigation schemes, which is going to have an impact on agricultural livelihoods, especially for the upcoming dry season that relies a lot on irrigation.
For Jocelyn Goni from FAO's Data and Emergencies team, this kind of analysis is key to guiding the response to disasters with what he calls actionable recommendations, like focusing on irrigation and support for agriculture livelihoods in flood-affected parts of Libya.
What is critical is to indeed transform evidence into decision-making, into programming.
The Data in Emergencies team also provided data-driven recommendations in the wake of the cyclone in Myanmar and the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, and is now at the work assessing the impact of the earthquake in Morocco. More information can be found in data-in-emergencies.fao.org. This month, our food price index shows global commodity prices generally holding steady. September saw prices for meat, dairy, and vegetable oil decline slightly, but that slide was offset by a rise in sugar and cereal. Some key data points. International maize price surged 7% in September due to strong demand in Brazil, slow sales in Argentina, and transportation costs in the United States. In stark contrast, wheat prices continued their decline, dipping 1.6% thanks to supplies from Russia. The FAO All Rice Price Index dipped by 0.5% amid generally low import demand. FAO's Food Price Index continues to show how extreme weather events, as well as the ebb and flow of supply and demand, have a major impact on global food prices. The El Niño weather event, for instance, is predicted to bring dry weather to India and Thailand, the world's second and third largest exporters of sugar, respectively. Concerns about how it could impact the global supply led in part to a 14.5% surge in sugar prices last month, the highest level seen since November 2010. Overall, the price index is down 10.7% from a year ago, and 24% from the historic peak we saw in March 2022. And finally, this week, FAO is rolling out the newest version of its innovative WAPOR system, which is mapping water use in agriculture around the globe through remote sensing. The WAPOR portal provides users with free data every 10 days on water productivity. The data collected allows users to monitor drought and improve their agriculture production. This new tool offers tracking of actual water consumption in cropping fields and irrigation water applications, doing so with seasonal nuance and high spatial resolution. This tool can help countries, especially those struggling from water scarcity, monitor water productivity and identify productivity gaps. The launch took place at the Rome Water Dialogue, a key gathering for policymakers and researchers to explore water's crucial role with regard to land use, biodiversity, and climate change. To learn more about WAPOR, be sure to tune in to the Science and Innovation for Climate Action Forum event during World Food Week starting from October 16. That's all for FAO Brief this week. To discover more on what's happening at FAO, visit www.fao.org.